Quite different than when it's full, isn't it?
Kate Thomas is Wrangell's outgoing Parks and Rec director.
We're standing in the second lane of the shallow end, where sometimes we lap swim together when there's water in the pool.
Wrangell's community swimming pool is bone dry, just an expanse of tiny blue and white tiles.
And you can see this fissure sort of right along this edge. And you can see where the old tile from right here to right here was replaced in 2014. And you can kind of start to see where the break in the tile starts to run along the width of the pool. And this was
the pool maintenance project was originally scheduled to last about a month and a half, from after Thanksgiving to early January. One major goal was to replace a valve that can only be done when the pool is empty, and the pool hadn't been drained since 2018. Another goal was to repair some tile. But Thomas says draining the pool became a bigger priority last year when they noticed they were losing water. It went from the normal 500 gallons per day to 1,000 in late summer to 3,000 gallons of water lost in September. To investigate, a diver squirted dye around vulnerable parts of the pool floor to see if they could find a leak, and they did.
And the concern is that when the water leaches through the foundation and goes into the substrate that the pool is sitting on, that you can wash out the fines on the sediment and rock and create an unstable ground. And if you have unstable ground, you could have a collapse of the pool's foundation, which would be a catastrophic repair, maybe one that we would or wouldn't be able to afford at this time.
The break is a fracture in the concrete foundation of the pool, just before the floor takes a dip toward the deep end. And as Thomas mentioned, the problem isn't an entirely new one.
We know that this is a vulnerable point in the pool, not for any other reason than the style of construction that originally took place in 85, 86.
Because the concrete has needed repairs in that exact spot before, Thomas says the Parks and Rec Department wants a long-term, more in-depth fix, which would include breaking apart some of the concrete floor and rebuilding it. It should extend the life of the pool by 15 or 20 years. The problem is, because it's a more involved project, Parks and Rec's maintenance crew can't do it themselves. After putting out a request for contractor bids twice, Parks and Rec came up empty.
But also, there's just a finite amount of people on the island, and everyone's experiencing high volumes of need and low workforce to do things. So there's just not always availability to do everything at one time. And that's not just Wrangell. That's Southeast, that's Alaska, that's the nation right now.
Parks and Rec has pivoted to a different type of contract that would pay a contractor for their time and materials rather than acquire a lump sum bid. And they've pre-ordered the materials with the hope that it will help secure a contractor and shorten the remaining time the pool is closed. But there isn't a timeline yet.
I have felt the weight of changing the date routinely and creating expectations, dreams, hopes to get back into the pool, and then having to extend that further. And I think that's pretty disappointing for folks.
If the repairs are done right this go around, Thomas says it'll be years before the pool has to be shut down again.
This pool's 40 years old. It's unlikely that the borough's in the position to replace it in kind if there was a need to do that in the near, you know, to distant future. So we need to take care of it as best we can. And this is one of those things that we just simply can't ignore for all the right reasons.
Thomas says that the bright side of the extended closure is it's giving Parks and Rec's maintenance team a chance to check off a huge amount of smaller maintenance tasks on their list. That includes everything from circulating pumps and replacing piping, to doing the once-a-decade replacement of the sand filters that keep the water clean, to maintenance on the systems that heat the water and monitor chemicals, to regrouting the entire basin of the pool.
If we didn't extend the project this far, there's no way we would have tackled all of this stuff. It takes weeks to regrout the entire swimming pool. And the grout is the first layer of protectant to the substrate, the integrity below the tile, and then the concrete, and so on and so forth. So we just can keep on grouting until this puppy's done.
There's certainly an impact to Parks and Rec's revenues with the extended closure, although Thomas says she doesn't have exact numbers. But she says that's not her primary worry.
Take the money out of the equation. It's affecting people's physical health, mental health, and sense of community because they don't have their congregate setting to engage with with their friends and with the staff here, whether that's in the arthritis class or a water aerobics class or swim club or our open swims that have dozens and dozens of kids and families that come in. All those folks are probably suffering more than anybody else.
She says she feels especially for the Wrangell Swim Club, whose swimmers haven't been able to train since before the holidays. But like the maintenance crew trying to tackle every task in the interim, Parks and Rec has tried to make programming on land a priority during the extended pool closure. The community gym has shuttled through hundreds of participants for archery, pickleball, and pop-up classes to keep their bodies moving.
Yeah, kind of funny that I started when the pool was empty in February of 2015 and reopened it in May of 2015. And now I'm leaving when it's empty and leaving the next person in the same situation I found myself in. And the irony of that is absurd. But nevertheless, here we are.
While Thomas is leaving, her replacement is secured. Lucy Robinson will move from the recreation coordinator position to director in mid-March.
Please know, as a community, that we, as Parks and Rec staff, as a borough, are just as eager as those who participate in our programs to see this baby back up and running. We really do value the swimming pool. It's the gem of our department, and it definitely changes the dynamic of the department when it's not going. And this is not a great time of year to be down. So we know, we love you, we miss you, we can't wait to get you back in here, and we're doing all that we can to ensure that we're getting it done as fast as possible, but also that we do it right so that we don't have to do this for a very long time.
Eventually, swimming will once again be an option. After construction is done, it'll take about a week for the pool to be filled back up, properly treated with chemicals, and warmed up to swimming temperature. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.